What a week it was for the Supreme Court, to say the least. Religious liberties, the first decision that came out was in the case of school children in Maine being able to use the money that they have to go to a private school if there's no public school within a certain distance, and they can use that money at a religious school. They were told at first they could not, but certainly they can now. And then the lawyers who won the Second Amendment case against the New York rifle and pistol case against the state of New York, they have been pushed out. The attorneys in the case were issued an ultimatum by the law firm they worked for, Kirkland and Ellis. They were forced out, saying they had to dump their clients or quit the law firm. "We couldn't abandon our clients simply because their positions are unpopular in some circles," said the attorneys. They were forced out. Fired because they won at the United States Supreme Court. Can you imagine? You win the biggest case of your life in front of the United States Supreme Court. You win 6-3. And you get forced out of your job as a lawyer. Remarkable. Truly remarkable. So let's continue with some of the response and the reaction to what happened at the Supreme Court this week. We'll get back to the abortion case now, the Dobbs case. Stacey Abrams, who failed to win a race for governor 4 years ago, running again, says there should be no limit on abortion at all. By the way, for those that say that, you know, the average in Europe is 12 to 15 weeks. But Stacey Abrams said there should be no limit on abortion at all. Listen to this.
"Do you support any limitation on abortion, or do you think that women should have the right to have an abortion all the way up to 9 months?
I believe an abortion is a medical decision, and I believe that that should be a choice made between a doctor and a woman and in consultation with her family. But I think the challenge that we have is that we keep putting this in a political space. This is a medical decision, and the medical choices that should be made should be governed by what is best for that woman and what is best at the suggestion of and advice of their doctor."
Yeah, one of the new villains, by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she didn't retire in time. She's now being attacked by the left. The hero RBG, the fierce RBG or whatever, they also pointed out the terrible flaws of Roe several times during her tenure on the court. "Far too reaching, far too sweet. Criticized the right to privacy as it was written in Roe and not the rights of women." Yeah. By the way, if you look at other countries, Italy, 13 weeks is the cutoff. Switzerland, 12 weeks. Australia, 16 weeks. Germany, it's illegal altogether to have an abortion. However, they generally don't punish anyone until 13 weeks. Spain, 14 weeks. France, 14 weeks. The UK now in line with that and changing. New Zealand is 20 weeks. The Netherlands is the most progressive country in Europe on many fronts, as you know. They allow an elective abortion up to 24 weeks. That's it, 24 weeks, and that's where it ends. So the idea that you could have abortion on demand, like Stacey Abrams suggests, at any time in a pregnancy, is completely out of line with the very progressive nations of Europe. It's unbelievable. Speaking of progressives, how about this one? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says it's time to throw out all pro-life Democrats from any elected office. There's just no room for these people, apparently. Here it is.
"Also, if you live in a blue area, when people say go vote, that should include primary elections too. Because the thing that a lot of people don't like to talk about is the fact that not every Democrat is pro-choice, okay? So the ones that aren't, we really need to reassess if it's appropriate for them to continue to serve in 2022.
So if you're not a rabid abortion supporter, if you're a Democrat and you happen to be Catholic and actually take it seriously and don't agree with abortion on demand, then you shouldn't be part of the Democrat Party. Just toss them out. You see, it's these extreme polarizing positions that I don't think get this nation very far. I still believe in the end, most states will end up where Mississippi was at 15 weeks. Florida now is 15 weeks. Abortion up to 15 weeks. And then after that, I'm sorry, but you have to have, you know, very compelling reasons to have abortion. You know, Joe Biden once had a very different view on abortion. He did. And I think you should hear part of it. Bite number four. Go.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And there ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
Rare and safe. And that's where we started. And now we're at a place where it's not rare and safe. It's far beyond that. Far beyond that. In fact, I found a great voice on TikTok. I'm going to share that in a moment. And I'm going to show you something else very, very important. Very important that happened over the weekend as far as the pro-life crowd. And who's leading the charge for life in America? It's very telling, and it's very telling about this upcoming election in November as to where we're going to go as a country, how the votes are going to come in, and how this decision will impact the election. It won't impact it the way Democrats are dreaming it will. In fact, I think it could have the very opposite effect of driving conservative voters to the polls from very specific places. I'll explain when we come back here on the Steve Gerber Show.